This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. February 13th is World Radio Day, a day set aside by the United Nations to commemorate the role radio plays in getting news and information out to millions, especially in the developing world. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Radio entertains, educates, and informs. It promotes democratic expression and influences ideas. Radio connects people wherever they are. In conflict situations and times of crisis, radio is a lifeline for vulnerable communities.
Radio is used by the labor movement all around the world in many languages. All of the existing radio programs either buy time on radio stations or, more recently, some broadcast via the internet. The oldest still broadcasting English language service is probably Union Made on Vancouver Co-op Radio in Canada. It's been on the air for 30 years. In the U.S., Workers Independent News is broadcast on 200 stations, reaching more than 1 million listeners. Also in America, the Union Edge broadcasts daily to 10 stations, including one in Washington. In Australia, there's the Union Show, which runs every Friday on Radio Skid Row in Sydney. The program Stick Together is broadcast on 3CR in Melbourne. And Your Rights at Night is on Radio Adelaide. Radio is an essential medium in developing countries, much more important as a source of news and information than the internet. I talked to Martin Jansen about the importance of radio in Africa. Mr. Jansen is the director of Workers World Media Productions, based in Cape Town. His organization has trained labor broadcasters who are reaching 6 to 7 million people.
Radio is extremely important. The simple reason is that radio is the most accessible medium. Radio, unlike television or reading books and newspapers, you can actually do something else while listening to the radio. But more importantly, I think for us, is that radio is relatively cheap. Most people can afford to have a radio and they can buy one. These days, you can obviously even listen to it on your cellular phone. So most African people, despite poverty, would be able to access radio. The other important thing is, of course, language and literacy. Reading, unfortunately, despite all the efforts by agencies like the United Nations and governments and so on, literacy still remains a huge challenge in many African countries. Many people don't have access to education and still struggle to even do basic rudimentary reading. So people don't tend to buy magazines and newspapers these days, and most of the information and news would be gathered via audio, in other words, radio, by the public broadcaster and more commercial broadcasters. So for those reasons, we have tended to take radio very, very seriously over the years, and increasingly we've tried with partners in various African countries. Starting with our own country, South Africa, we've partnered with the trade union movement to create weekly labor radio shows. The main broadcasting partners are community radio stations and public broadcasters. So over the years in South Africa, not without struggle, we've had engagements with community radio stations and set up 1 hour weekly radio shows on about 40 community radio stations for more than 10 years now. The way we've done it, we felt, is very important. We try to make it as democratic as possible, where we don't ourselves as an organization produce the shows. We only do a small part of it, which is a short documentary that we do in 5 languages. But we've trained people and workers in the communities themselves to produce and be the presenters on those shows. And over the years, on average, every second year, we had very intensive training courses for about a week long in Johannesburg mainly. And we gathered together about 100, you could say, budding broadcasters drawn from trade unions, especially shop stewards, and then from the communities themselves. So they've really been in the forefront of producing the shows and keeping it going. We've played a sort of coordinating networking role, and from time to time, we've obviously influenced changes in tact and strategy. So the last few years, and I suppose for quite a while now, we've been, unfortunately, that the trade union movement in South Africa has been in decline, largely due to a loss of leadership, thoroughgoing loss of leadership from top to bottom, and very importantly, changes in shifts in their politics. I would say probably more becoming more and more conservative, partly as a result of the alliance with the ruling party, the African National Congress. Their politics has shifted to the right. So more and more, the role of ordinary members has become less important to the leadership of these trade unions. But what it's meant for us is that our orientation to our projects and the participation of ordinary workers has become a challenge, and we have had to take on a bigger role for playing, you know, the role of organizing workers at the grassroots level to do radio, but not only radio, and we've recently branched off into print media as well to create community and workplace newsletters, as well as video and community television. So that's where we've headed in the last 2 years, and increasingly we're doing more and more field work and what we call mass education at grassroots level.
What is the size of the audience for the broadcasters you have trained? How many people are listening to them?
Well, in terms of broadcasting and the sort of official figures that we have based on the listenership, the audience figures for the radio stations that we partner with, it's in the region of about 6 to 7 million. But also just to mention, we do have a show, a weekly show, a very successful one, on public radio as well, which broadcasts nationally on the English channel. It's called SAFM. The show is called Workers on Wednesday, and, you know, it kicks off at 10 in the morning until about 11. And that's been running for at least 6 years now, which we co-produce with the public broadcaster. So that channel, I think, has about 600,000 listeners on its own, but it tends to target the intelligentsia across, you know, the entire society, ranging from the upper classes to union leaders, community leaders, and so on.
In what regions does Workers World Media Productions work?
Our work is mainly on the continent, in Africa. We partner with about 11 trade union federations in 10 African countries. These are mainly countries that has had a history of the English language due to colonialism. They're in West Africa, for example, Ghana and Nigeria, East Africa as well. And then most of them are in Southern Africa. So we've had the Labor Radio Project, which has now become Media Project, for the past 5 years. And in about six of those countries, we've assisted them in establishing weekly labor radio shows in partnership with their public broadcasters. So that's been a bit of a success. But over the last year, we've been concerned about sustainability. So we are focused on developing country teams. So now we have about 10 people drawn from the unions mainly and other NGOs in each country forming a project team, which is taking responsibility for organizing the project, local production, broadcasting, and then also branching off into print media and television. But that's relatively new. But also, last year, we started working with unions and labor organizations in Arab-speaking countries, starting off with Tunisia and Egypt. And we are on the verge of launching an Arab labor media project, of which radio will be central again. In fact, we're having a workshop probably in April, May this year in Tunisia. And that will involve nine Arabic-speaking countries, And we're partnering with the ITUC in the Middle East in the same way that we partnered with the ITUC on the African continent.
There are, of course, many more labor radio programs than we have had time to mention here. Check the Radio Labor website for a list. And oh, by the way, the person who introduces Radio Labor's newscasts...
This is Radio Labor.
That's Georgette Froelichs from South Africa's Workers' World Media Productions. Thank you, Georgette. You are labor's voice heard round the world.